But first this morning, we do want to look ahead to that reconfirmation hearing of Jay Powell. It's scheduled to start at 10 a.m. today. And ahead of that, he released a statement, talks about inflation, among other things. Our Brian Cheung is here to give us a preview of what we can perhaps expect from that hearing. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Julie. Yes, and in that statement that he had provided in prepared remarks, he said that the economy is expanding at its fastest pace in many years, and the labor market is strong, but as always, challenges remain, especially with the Omicron variant. But a number of other issues to watch for in this hearing that's going to be kicking off at around 10 a.m. today. Now, of course, this is not your regular hearing. This is a confirmation hearing for a second term at the head of the central bank. The first is obviously going to be tackling inflation. With the high prints that we have seen on both CPI and PCE and every other measure of inflation, how will the Fed respond? You're starting to see some shops on Wall Street now calling for perhaps 4 interest rate hikes this year to try to get ahead of that. Is the Fed behind the curve? He'll have to answer questions on that when he does face the Senate Banking Committee. Secondly, there's also climate policies. This is going to be very interesting because you have Democrats on the left side of the Senate Banking Committee that feels maybe the Fed isn't being strong enough on wanting to police climate change that might be related to financial risks in the banking system. But then on the other side of the aisle, some Republicans feel Federal Reserve is paying too much mind to these types of issues and maybe stepping outside of their congressionally mandated roles in doing so. But the third thing that could be worth watching as well is an ethics scandal. Obviously, we recall some of those headlines from the end of last year where you saw at least 2 Federal Reserve Bank presidents retire early because of some financial transactions that they made during the course of 2020. And then just yesterday, we got an announcement that Fed Vice Chairman Richard Clarida would be stepping down from his post as vice chairman 2 weeks earlier than originally planned. This is coinciding with reporting from the New York Times just at the end of last week that he did not properly disclose, as originally reported, the nature of his stock fund rotations during the course of 2020, during which, of course, the Fed was making emergency actions. So that announcement, which came yesterday, which is a day before the Fed chair was set to testify in front of the Senate Banking Committee, could very much be in view as well. Of course, all of those headlines we'll be watching for when that confirmation hearing does take off at 10 a.m. And of course, we'll have the full updates right here on Yahoo Finance.
We will indeed. And I just wanted to follow up on that Clarida announcement, because again, this highlights the idea that we don't have a full complement at the Fed right now because we are awaiting still nominations from the Biden administration for to fill a couple of empty spots. Now, that spot, presumably the one that Clarida is vacating, which he already was vacating, but as you said, it's just happening a little bit earlier. That spot, all going well, will be filled by Lael Brainard if she is confirmed. But there are still some other empty spots.
Right. And a reminder that that Lael Brainard confirmation for the vice chair spot, that hearing is going to happen on Thursday morning. But as you mentioned, there are still 3 other vacancies now that Clarida will be stepping down effective the end of this week for the Biden administration to fill. Now, of course, the Biden administration could have made an announcement to nominate people for those 3 spots at any point in time. But now with Clarida leaving, Randy Quarles had left as of December of last year. Then there's also just 1 vacancy. So now at the as of the end of this week, there will officially be the 3 vacancies for the Biden administration to fill. Now, when President Biden announced that Jay Powell and Lael Brainard were his picks for the number 1 and 2 spot, that was at the end of November. And at the time, the president had said that he was planning on making an announcement for the other 3 vacancies by early December. You look at the calendar now, we are at the almost the middle of January now and still no announcement yet. So not really sure what's going on there, but my coffee is getting cold. But aside from that point, there has been reporting on who might be considered for that role. We're hearing Philip Jefferson from Davidson, Lisa Cook from Michigan State University, as well as former Fed Governor Sarah Bloom Raskin for the very important spot of the Fed Vice Chairman of Supervision. But again, nothing official yet. They'll just have to keep me waiting for a few more days, I guess.
Might as well make it iced coffee at this point. I mean, it's been a long time. Thanks so much, Brian. And of course, Brian will be monitoring that confirmation hearing. So will we.